Somehow or other, the books can get, should go out. It's better if the people pay for them. But in a poverty-stricken place, if you can get people to sponsor, you can give them books also. Or anywhere else for that matter. The books should go out. That's the main principle. But generally, yeah, Prabhupada liked that. There's no doubt that Prabhupada very much wanted that his Gita, you can see from the Veda base, Prabhupada wanted his Gita distributed complete with the verses and word for word translation. It makes it so much more authoritative. So it's definitely better to do it like that. As you're in Africa, and Jayadvaita Maharaj is taking a lot of interest in promoting the publication of Srila Prabhupada's books in Africa, you could maybe discuss this with him. There may be some reason they're doing that in Africa, maybe because Africa is mostly quite poor and it makes it a bit cheaper to make the books without the verses. But definitely Prabhupada very much wanted to have his Bhagavad Gita with the verses included. So if you can distribute with the verses included, in general that would be better. But anyway, please discuss it with Jayadvaita Swami whenever you get the chance to do so.
It's question 3 from Murari Prabhu. When distributing books, is it good to collect contacts of the people who buy the books for follow-up, or is it better to focus on trying to distribute as many books as possible and simply hand out our contacts for persons who may want to contact us in future?
Definitely the people who show more interest, you get their contact information. Then you can invite them to programs, and in that way you can build up the preaching.